You're listening to New England Public Media News. I'm Adam Frenier, and this is the shortlist NEPM's Week in Review. Joining us today on the line, Mike Dobbs, managing editor with Reminder Newspapers, and Larry Parnas, investigations editor with the Berkshire Eagle. Mike, Larry, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Adam.
Of course, Tuesday is Election Day, but many, many voters have already cast ballots, either in person or by mail. Besides the presidential race in Massachusetts, there's a contested race for the U.S. Senate in the 2nd Congressional District, several state legislative races as well that are in play, and two ballot questions. Mike, as we look down the ballot, there's a good deal of action in Hampden County. Is there a particular contest you're especially interested in?
I think that the one that will generate the most interest is who gets to replace 34-year State House veteran Thomas Petrolatti in the district that's primarily Ludlow, but also includes some areas of Belchertown and Chicopee. I think it's always interesting when you have an open seat, especially after an incumbent of that many years leaves. So that's the one I'm most interested in.
Larry, it's pretty quiet in Berkshire County where you report, with all of the state legislators running unopposed. What are you keeping an eye on?
Well, I hope this doesn't sound alarmist, but what I'm looking forward to is not facing civil war sometime after Tuesday, that I don't hear gunshots, and that there's not a constitutional crisis. I know that's not on the ballot, but what I'm really looking forward to is learning that all of the ballots have been counted around the country and that the best quality of our democracy can come through this.
Moving along, also this week, Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker nominated Associate Justice of the State Supreme Judicial Court Kimberly Budd to be Chief Justice. She replaces the late Ralph Gantz, who died in September. Here's Budd at her introductory press conference this week.
The idea that I would be the first Black female Chief Justice of the Supreme Judicial Court is a little overwhelming, and it's very meaningful to me. But the idea of actually just being the Chief of the Supreme Judicial Court is more overwhelming.
Budd is also poised to be the youngest Chief Justice of the SJC in over a century at the age of 54. Larry, that means Budd won't reach the mandatory retirement age of 70 for a decade and a half. What do you think about this pick?
Oh, she's a tremendous choice. And in introducing her, one of the things that Governor Baker praised about her was that she has a way of being, in his words, he called her calm, steady, and collaborative. And that's certainly what I think is the right qualities in a Chief Justice. You do have to build consensus. She's someone of tremendous character. She's been through a varied legal career. She's been a prosecutor. She's really a great choice.
Mike, Governor Baker potentially has two associate justice slots to fill, Budd's and that of retiring Justice Barbara Lenk. That would mean all of the justices would have been nominated by Baker. What about his influence on the court?
Well, you know, we've been talking about President Trump's influence on the Supreme Court and how it's going to last for decades. And in a sort of similar fashion, depending upon the age of all of the justices, Governor Baker is putting himself in the same position of really having a legacy of this court. And because, as you just pointed out, it's going to be years until some of these people reach their mandatory retirement. So that's his real legacy.
COVID-19 cases continue to be on the rise across New England, and two neighboring governors in New York and Connecticut are warning their residents about traveling to Massachusetts. Connecticut says people returning from Massachusetts have to quarantine for 2 weeks or present a negative test, but there are exceptions for short trips, which is especially important given how many people work across state lines. Mike, what are you hearing about this?
I'm astonished by it, in to be perfectly frank. It seems the State House News Service had a report on this, and what they said is that this was something between Governor Lamont and Governor Baker about not being able to come to some sort of terms. They weren't specific in them, but especially since on my way home today, I heard that there are plenty of red zones in Connecticut. So I'm not sure exactly what this is all about. Except it just sounds like some sort of silly political thing, which is the last thing we need in this pandemic.
I agree. It's so impractical. The idea that people would complete travel forms. It'd be interesting some months from now to look back and see how many of those were ever completed. Governor Cuomo, I think, had it more realistically when he was talking about cross-border travel between New York and Massachusetts and saying it's really not practical. He's asking people to avoid non-essential travel. And I think that's the message that should get out. And of course, the real message is wear masks, wash your hands, observe social distancing, and avoid crowded indoor spaces. This is what really is going to matter in the long run.
Larry, Mike, let's wrap up with some of what you've been writing about this week. Larry, briefly, tomorrow's Halloween. As we look to the sky tomorrow night, there will be an unusual occurrence. Fill us in.
It's the second full moon of the month. There were 13 full moons this year. I had to do a little study on this, and I was kind of surprised and impressed that it was a Greek astronomer in 432 BC who discerned that the full moon cycle is a 19-year cycle, and that this kind of thing happens only once every 19 years. The next full moon on Halloween won't be till 2039.
Mike, you wrote a column recently about lessons that we've learned from the year 2020. Tell us more.
Well, I think that this has been so far, you know, a year in which if we pay attention to things, there's plenty of lessons to be learned. Not the least of which is that the universe likes to mess with us. I mean, it's bad enough that we've got a pandemic that is, and in all seriousness, I mean, it's killed nearly a quarter of a million Americans at this point. But murder hornets? We just had a dump fire in Springfield. I mean, the landfill was on fire. I mean, why do we need those events? Feral pigs, by the way, are on the rise, and they're potentially going to cost farmers billions of dollars. Why do we need those things at this time as well? I just think that somebody up there just wants to mess with us.
And indeed, Mike, a snowy day, then the penultimate day of October. Mike Dobbs with the reminder and Larry Parnas with the Berkshire Eagle. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Adam.
And thank you for listening to the shortlist NEPM's Week in Review. Remember, you can catch us at any time wherever you get your podcasts or at nepm.org/podcast hub. I'm Adam Frenier, and this is New England Public Media.